Well, we played a nice set of weather type music before we came to this juncture of the show. Here comes the sun. I get that rainy day feeling again. Montego Bay. And now it's Bring In Pat Pagano. And the only thing I didn't put in there was it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Pat, good morning.
Oh, yeah, good morning. I think you should also incorporate the song Windy by... I forgot who did that.
The association. You're right. What a windy day it was yesterday. Yeah. Lots of power outages here.
Yeah. It was a windy one. Today will be as windy, but still breezy. Sun and fair weather clouds with a high 40 to 45, Marshall. And then clouds tonight, 30 to 35. That'll keep the temperature from getting too cold. Partly sunny, 40 to 45 again Thursday. Partly sunny, mid-40s Friday, and then on Saturday, some periods of snow. I think it's going to be very light, 30 to 35, and back to partly sunny on Sunday. And I think the storm that we're watching will come across the Ohio Valley and then develop off Delmarva on Saturday. And it should be far enough south to only bring in some light precipitation, if that. And I do think it would be in the form of some wet snow. So I really don't see a problem. It's just that the weather is not going to be beautiful both Saturday and Sunday, you know, and it's going to be a little bit on the inclement side Saturday. But at this time of the year in March, you can't complain. Just remember, folks, March 12th, 1888, the infamous blizzard. That was March 12th, which, of course, is this coming Sunday.
Yeah, that was one that really crushed Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut, Long Island, New York City. It was just unbelievable. So it can happen. And, you know, who knows? Will it? I don't know. I've been looking at these maps now intently every single run, and every single run it changes. It just changes. It's not very consistent at all. So, and I don't trust March because, you know, even though the models right now are saying that this storm will be off Delaware Saturday, who's to say that, number one, the storm is not further north, and who's to say it's not going to bomb out, become a monster, and all of a sudden change our forecast from periods of snow to heavy snow? I mean, anything could happen in the month of March, so we'll just wait and watch and see what the story is.
Yeah, well, I'm trying some long-range planning, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm looking at it. I'm preparing for bad weather. And I'm hoping for good weather. And that's it. And so that way I'm not going to be surprised either way.
Right. I think that's a good way to plan, especially the way this year has been going. Forget it.
Yeah. Well, you really can't count your chickens until not only after they're hatched, but after you can't count your chickens until after they've grown up.
you've seen all across, not just the nation, all across the world. The weather is really upside down, just upside down. So I guess it's one of the things we will have to deal with, you know, as we continue to march into the future. No doubt about it.
You know, it's not, you know, it's year round. Everything seems to be. We've talked about this now for a couple of years, but it's now it's progressed to every season where every season weather events that shouldn't be extreme one way or the other are.
Yeah. Yeah.
On a regular basis. I mean, either it's not doing what it should do, or else it's doing far more like century-long storms that haven't happened. It's amazing. And it seems it's every season.
Yeah. And the climatologists, they're having a field day because they have to keep updating the books. You know, when they go from this was the worst storm ever, then all of a sudden that gets erased. And now this is the worst storm ever. So, yeah, they're updating almost on a daily basis.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
It is amazing, yeah. But at least it's quiet. And I take a deep breath and wonder, you know, when will it all erupt again, if so?
Well, one thing for sure, we'll find out.
Yeah, I mean, and today is, you know, today's Wednesday, so it's midweek. We'll see if things change tomorrow, but if it doesn't, that's a good thing.
Yep. Now, listen to this story. A Mexican woman and her boyfriend stole from a Romanian 5-star restaurant, $1.7 million in wine. They went to the restaurant in October 27th of 2001. Listen to this story. They checked in, spent the weekend, had a tour of the place, and then left, came back, checked in again after two more visits where they cased the place. They both came back. Then they had a 14-course dinner, okay? 14-course dinner followed by a guided tour of the wine cellar and the whole restaurant. Well, at about 2 o'clock in the morning, it turns out, a woman called a desk for a salad and room service and dessert. There was only one clerk on duty. He agreed. He left to bring her the salad and the dessert. And that time, her boyfriend stole an electronic key, went down into the wine cellar and wrapped, I think it was 27 bottles of expensive wine in towels, and they drove away from the restaurant. You know how long it took the authorities to catch them?
No idea.
Well, it happened in October. They weren't caught until July, almost a year later. None of the wine's been recovered.
Well, then they must have drank it, but it appears
they probably sold it because it was all it was all special, reserved, really famous wine. So they probably sold it, made some money.
They also need some new authorities there. That's where I would go.
Yeah. Well, but they put the two in. They only got 4 years in jail. That's all.
Yeah, they would probably get a lot more if they were here.
Oh, big time. Big time. But they have been banned from entering the restaurant in the future.
That makes sense.
I can't go there anymore. All right. Well, with that story out of the way, let's go to the forecast.
It's pretty simple. Sun and clouds today and Thursday and Friday. Low to middle 40s. Nights, low 30s. And then some periods of light snow, 30 to 35 on Saturday. Look how easy
that is. Easy peasy. All right, Pat. We'll check with you mañana and see what those weather maps are doing.
All right. We'll see if there's any changes. You have a good one, Marshall.
You too, Pat.
Okay. Bye-bye.